Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed how a coin will be subject to the laws of Onah, either at the rate of a sixth or perhaps less significant amount, depending on the opinion. But our Mishnah wants to focus on what is the time limit for Onah. We had mentioned earlier in the third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, that a person has a time limit on Onah, during which time period he has to be able to present and protest the fact that he's been overcharged. But after that period, after the opportunity to either show it to a merchant or to his friend, to his relative who's knowledgeable, after that time period has passed, it's too late to be able to complain about the Onah, about the fact you were overcharged, because you had an opportunity to do something about it and you didn't do anything about it. And therefore, you are considered to be somebody who has forgiven the overcharging. So our Mishnah wants to know, Ad masai mutter lahachzir, until when is it permissible to return the Onah? Bakrachim, in cities, ad kedei shiyar la shulchani. As long as there is enough time, you could have shown the coin to a shulchani, to a money changer. Money changer is a professional, understands coins, and he could tell you whether or not this coin has lost enough of its material to be considered to be Onah. Uvakfarim, somebody who lives in a village and therefore doesn't have access to a shulchani, ad arve shabbosos, until Erev Shabbos, because an Erev Shabbos is when the people from the villages would come in to the cities, and at that time they would see, when they want to spend the money, whether or not the merchants would accept their coin for its full value or not. The Mishnah now moves to a situation where the person who gave the coin that had Onah, in that sense that it lost some of its value, he gave it to somebody to purchase something. Imhaya makira, if that person who gave it recognizes later on, he sees the person who he gave it to, he sold the item to, and he sees the person and he recognizes the coin, so then afilu la'acher shneimer ser chodesh, even after 12 months, mekabla heimenu, he should receive it from the person, he should take it back. Now, this means not min hadin, because as we've said, even after just the amount of time to show it to a shulchani, it's already too late. But this is talking about if he wants mimidas achasidus, if he wants to be more stringent in the law and be a good guy, then he should accept it. That's what the Mishnah means, not min hadin. And therefore, ve'ein lo olav ela tarumas. And therefore, If the person is not willing to take it back after the time period, even though Midas Chasidus would be to take it back, the person who he gave it to, who is stuck with this lousy coin, only has Tarumas. He can only have a complaint against the person. He can't actually take him to court. He can't demand it back, as we've said, because the time limit has passed. So he has nothing other than Tainus, as we would say in Jewish parlance. One other halacha about this coin, the Mishnah says, "Venos no lemaaser sheni." You are able to use it to redeem maaser sheni, and that's because maaser sheni requires a matbea, a coin that has a tsura, that has a coinage on it, that has been stamped. We learn out that from a pasuk, and this coin, even though it's lost some of its value, it still has the status of a coin, and therefore can be used to be podet to redeem maaser sheni. The Eino Choshesh. It doesn't need to worry. It has the status of a Meiser Sheni, of a coin that can be used to be put a Meiser Sheni. She Eino Ela Nefesh Ra, because somebody who would insist on not accepting it as a coin, but look at it as a slug, as an uncoined coin, that person is only Nefesh Ra. He's a difficult person. He's being very miserly. And a person should accept it as a coin, albeit it has lost some of its value.